Good morning, everybody. This is Tom Keogh filling in for Jay Oliver here. And I'm very happy to be bringing on the line right now my friend from many years, the minority leader of the New York State Senate, Senator John Flanagan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Tom. Good to hear your voice.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. We've had an interesting show, and we had Jesse Garcia on before you. We had Paul DiRigo, who's leading the charge against LIPA. We had Doc Spencer, and we had Frank McKay. So you're the culmination of the political take, my friend. So last but not least, John and I go way back to when he still has red hair, when I had a full head of red hair, and he worked for his cousins. His cousin's family owned a company in the Fulton Fish Market, and I was a partner in a firm down there. I'm going back into the 80s, and John would work down there in the summers building his muscles. So he's come a long way. We're all very proud of you, and why don't you give us your take on what happened this past week, and what can we expect with the New York Senate and Assembly races coming up in 2020?
Well, I think, you know, last year, when we the last election, last state election, I was telling people we were at a crossroads in New York, and I believe that it was accurate. Now I feel we're on the edge of a cliff, and I truly say that, no hyperbole, no drama, because we're seeing in an instant, almost overnight, the debacle of one-party rule, and the governor, who used to blame us for everything, now he has to accept everything. It's Democrats running everything. A1, they're entitled to govern, but now they have to run on their record, and what they've done for the taxpayers of the state of New York is destroy them. And I repeat, destroy them. Long Island is getting hurt. There's so many different things. They put in a new commuter tax. They're raising people's taxes. They're not driving enough money to Long Island and areas outside of the city of New York. So at the same time, Tom, we, meaning the Republicans, have an obligation to have a coherent message, to deliver that message effectively, to recruit good candidates, to raise money, and frankly, just work harder. We have to get our message out, because I still think our philosophy and our principles are much more in line with the average person on Long Island and, frankly, across the state of New York.
Explain the commuter tax to us, John, real briefly.
Well, they're calling it congestion pricing, but it's the commuter tax. This is basically a way to help fund public transit in the city of New York, and there's a whole MTA capital plan that's separate and distinct from that. But this was put in by the Democrats, and what they did was they don't want to make the tough decisions. They put together an unelected board of bureaucrats who are going to make these decisions. And it will, I repeat, it will hurt our residents in Nassau and Suffolk County and the downstate region. It is going to be a commuter tax. They're going to call it all kinds of other things. It's a commuter tax.
When is it going into effect, John?
I think it's in about a year, but this board is going to be making these decisions, and there's no real input. You know, if you're going to do this, have the gumption and have the guts to do it, put it out there, say this is what it's going to be. No, but this is a group of people who are appointed, unelected again, unaccountable, in my opinion, and no one wants to release any details because it's going to be a very expensive proposition. I don't think it's going to work.
So
the average person is not going to believe the money is going to go to public transit.
So what is it going to monitor? Easy Pass when you cross into a certain sector in Manhattan with your
Correct.
Car? It'll just pick Correct. It up on Easy Pass like it does now?
Well, maybe Easy Pass, but there'll be a whole system, which is, by the way, going to be very expensive, to monitor, you know, where you come in.
Okay.
Tom, you mentioned a Fulton Fish Market.
Right.
You know, from days gone by, people who come into Manhattan, it's an awful set of circumstances right now. Getting around New York City, getting up and down and through Manhattan is almost impossible. They're going to have a fight about, well, do you start the toll at 60th Street or 95th Street or 125th Street? It's not laid out. There should have been more public hearings. There should have been more input. It's just another tax. It's a reinstatement of the commuter tax by the Democrats. And remember, two former Democratic state senators lost their elections because they voted for the commuter tax. This is going to come home to hurt the people we represent, and every Long Island Democratic state senator needs to be held accountable.
Well, look, I had a seafood distribution company and drove in and out of the city for years. You can't go from the east side to the west side now. They have bicycle lanes. Like I go across on 45th Street or 48th Street, you know, whatever it is. They have bicycle lanes. There's only one lane you can go, like, west to east now, or east to west. It's terrible.
And the city just announced that they're going to be putting hundreds of miles of more bike lanes. And while it's admirable and laudable in one respect, your point is spot on. I mean, commerce in the city of New York has already ground to a halt with construction and everything else. This is just going to make it much more difficult.
Well, when Lindsay or Koch, one of them had proposed years ago that all commercial traffic or trucks over a certain size could enter the city at 6 at night and had to be out of the city by 6 in the morning. And, oh, everyone screamed, oh, we can't do that. But we may go to that because it's the only way you can. I don't see how these big trucks get around anymore. Do not.
Yeah, but also, too, Tom, I think there's a practical component. You've been a businessman for many years. Mm-hmm. People will adapt. Companies will adapt. What they don't like is excessive government oversight and regulation and taxes. Even before this congestion pricing, it's very expensive to drive in and out of the city. Companies adapt their schedules already. Government intrusion into the marketplace, I don't think is going to be a beneficial thing. And by the way, that's only one thing. Let me just tell you about the MTA capital plan.
Go ahead.
That there's no parity for the rest of the state. There's nothing for Western New York or the Southern Tier or the North Country. There are a whole bunch of people, the Democrats, again, one-party rule that approved an MTA capital plan that doesn't do anything for Long Island's roads, highways, and bridges. The contractors on Long Island have readily acknowledged that this new plan will severely shortchange Long Island. When I was majority leader and the governor wanted us to approve an MTA capital plan, I told him under no circumstances will we do that unless we know what money is coming to Long Island and Nassau and Suffolk County. Again, the Democrats have refused to do that. They let the whole program be approved at $51 billion or close to it, and there's nothing for anything outside of the city of New York. That is not the way to govern.
Folks, we're talking to the New York State Senate Minority Leader and one of our local state senators, a longtime friend of mine, John Flanagan. John, what state senators are up? You know, do you see, let me rephrase that. What newly elected Democratic state senators do you think are in jeopardy? Because, you know, they're going to have to defend this record now. And what assemblymen are up and are in jeopardy?
Well, I think the Democratic Party as a whole is in jeopardy. And you have some of the members on Long Island who have a little bit more seniority. Certainly you have members with lengthy seniority in the assembly on the Democratic side. But the reality is, you know, they used to, again, blame the Republicans for a lot of stuff. You didn't do this, you didn't do that, you didn't do this. Yeah, we didn't do congestion pricing. We didn't do a commuter tax. We didn't give money away to illegal immigrants in the form of tuition. We didn't give licenses to illegal immigrants. We didn't decriminalize marijuana so a kid who's 14 years old can carry around up to 150 joints and never get charged with a crime. We didn't do a whole bunch of things that have been really adverse to the interest of the people that we represent here in Nassau and Suffolk counties. And by the way, I'm extending that to the whole state because I know in my job we have to be cognizant of other areas of the state. So they have to run on their record. They can't walk away from that record. And I don't believe, again, it hurts the taxpayers. They supported every new tax that the governor wanted. The Medicaid system is a disaster, and it's going to get frightfully more expensive. So, you know, you want to be in charge, great. I had no problem ever being in charge. Appreciated that very much. We play a different role.
And
right
you
now,
did a great job, by the way, when you were Senate Majority Leader.
Well,
you really did.
That's very kind of you to say, but I work with tons and tons of very good, talented people. So, you know, I believe that next year is going to be very important. And while people are focusing so much on what's going on in Washington, you know, to me, it's far more important to be talking about what is going on in the state of New York. What's going on with our economy? What's happening in various sectors across the state of New York? And people are leaving. That's a big, big problem.
John, this is the first time I've been on this radio show a lot. They asked me to on Thursday afternoon would I pinch hit this morning, and again, it's been a fun show because I've had some friends like you bail me out and make it enjoyable. But I can't believe I'm in the last 15 minutes of a three-hour gig here. So I'm going to have to sign off because I've got someone else on the phone that we lined up to come on. Do you want to give the voters any final take on what they should be looking at in 2020 and where do we head?
Well, I'm going to take a slightly different tack. First of all, thank you for having me on.
You're
Second
welcome,
of all,
John.
I want to give a huge, huge shout out to Peter King.
Yes.
Peter King announced today he's not going to run. That is a, oh, God, it's such a tremendous loss for the state of New York and for the country and, frankly, for the world because he's been such a leader. I am delighted to know him. He is a patriot. He is a great public servant.
A gentleman.
He is a man for whom I have great respect and affection. Yeah, a gentleman.
And, John, and I'm going to say this, and I know you won't like it, but you conduct yourself the way he's conducted himself.
You're kind to say that. If I aspire to be like somebody, Peter would be clearly at the top of the list. So
absolutely.
Again, a great American. Great American, and I want to just give him a tremendous shout-out for being such a good New Yorker.
And where do we go? You got 30 seconds. Where do we go as a party, and where does New York go in 2020?
Well, hopefully New York is going to come back to the Republican Party. And as I said, our obligation, we have to go to the taxpayers and the residents and constituents and say, here's why what we offer you is better. Here's how we're going to make a difference in your life that will be better. So good candidates, a very strong message delivered to the taxpayers. I'm confident we can do that.
John, you're the best, my friend. It's been a long time. You continue to serve the people of New York just in tremendous fashion. We need more public servants, regardless of party, like my friend John Flanagan. So we thank you for coming on today. It really helps.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.
Anytime, John. Bye-bye, sir.